Watch what happened. We saw in 14 the word manifested. But in 1, here it was right there. The word in 14 was given in verse 1. Before the manifestation, it was spoken. It is in seed form. Before anything, here's what happens. Verse 14 is full potential. Verse 1 is potential. Okay. It's going to be tight right here. Okay, I'm going to have to come get the slow people. I'm coming to get you. Hang on. I'm going to get you. In verse 1 was potential. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. That was potential. Verse 14, and then it says, the Word was made flesh. Full potential. And the problem with us is we want everything in full potential. But God never gives us anything in full potential. He gives it to us in seed first, in potential, before you ever get it in full potential. God, help me. Oh, it's going to be tight right here. Slow and go. Because many times our struggle and our discouragement comes because we're looking for God to give us something in its full potential. Meaning at its fullest place of life. Everybody wants that at its full place in life. But it will never come to you. I hate to break your bad news and be the bearer of bad news this morning. But God gives it to you in word first. He gives it to you in potential first. Before you ever get full potential, God gives it to you in potential. And your job is to hang on over the course of time until it fully becomes what God said it can become. And the problem with the church is we don't want to hang on through the process. We want to get there before it gets there. And you got to understand there's a process. Let me drop this one in there. Even in verse 7, watch what happens. Let's watch the process. In the beginning was the Word. God gave them word, and word hit belief. And belief hit manifestation. Give me verse 7. It says here, slow and go. Verse 7, this man came for a witness, meaning John. Watch scripture right here. This is Romans 12:3 manifest. It says, this man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. Before Jesus ever got here, John was already talking about him. Before Jesus came and encountered, the Bible says John was already walking around talking about the word. And it took word, John's belief, and then manifestation. Belief had to hit word. Word had to hit belief for manifestation to go forth. Then verse 14, the word was made flesh. Throw it up there, please. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Okay. First the word is seed form. Somebody had to believe and hold on to the belief. And the Bible says John was preaching in the wilderness. Nobody was listening to John, and then John was preaching about this one to come. His belief brought Jesus to him. The Bible says, and while he was preaching, he looked up and said, "Could you? Is that the?" He said, "My belief has brought forth the word." And it is a process of life. Nobody gets full potential. Everybody gets potential. And you got to work the potential before you ever see the full potential. The problem is we get discouraged when we see potential. And we're saying, God, everybody else got full potential. But it starts with potential. And you got to work what God has for your life. See, the problem, here it is. Any of us in life, we go through life and we're like, hey, you know what? This should have happened. I'm 30 years old. This ain't happening. I'm 30. Now I'm discouraged. Oh, now I turned 40. I'm not where I believe God put something I was leaning towards. It hasn't come to pass yet. Now I'm 50. Lord, don't touch 60 yet. And you ain't seen it. Then you're like, man, I'm just discouraged. I'm 60. I'm nowhere in life where I thought I wanted to be in life. But can I remind you of all the scriptures we saw earlier? The Bible says that God was stirring up his purpose inside of you. It was never your purpose. Slow and go, Pastor. Because you need to understand what you want for your life. God is bigger than what you're even asking for. Can I blow your mind? Because you're saying at 60, I'll never be what God called me to be. Because I'm at 50, I must have missed out. But what you've got to understand, God is preparing you for something bigger than you're preparing for yourself. okay, how can I get this to him, Lord? Because here it is. You're trying to get something to squeeze it all in this lifetime. Let me get you to get on God's level. But God is so big, he's bigger than your lifetime with your life. Okay, you missed it. You're looking for something in your lifetime. God is looking for something that's bigger than your lifetime to come out of you. So you're discouraged at 60. God is still encouraged at 60 because you're saying, I'm almost out of time. God says you're right on time because your life is trying to get it at 60. God says, what I'm doing is bigger than your lifetime. What I'm doing is if Jesus is to tarry and you go on to be with heaven, they're still going to be talking about you because what I'm doing in you is bigger than your lifetime. So don't look at the time that you set. Look at the time that God set. So when God takes you to heaven, if Jesus is to tarry, they still going to be talking about what Pastor Brian did. They're still going to be talking about how we touched them. My children will be talking about it. My great children will be talking about it. My great great children. My name will echo over the voice of time. My name will echo, 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 echo. The works of God is bigger than my lifetime.
I hope y'all getting this.
You're trying to get it in this lifetime. God says, what I'm working on in your life is bigger than your life. I am a generational God. I'm trying to do something. When you're gone, they're still talking about you. When you're gone, your name is still being talked about. When you're gone, your grandchildren. The Bible says a great man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. He leaves something so deep. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about character. I'm talking about a barrier breaker. I'm talking about vision. I'm talking about your essence. I'm talking about your nature. When you leave something so big, it's for your children's 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 children. Your life shall echo over the time of span of life. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Here it is.
So we're here and we look and we begin to unfold purpose through the belief that God has put in us. And the enemy will make you look and be disappointed at your age. God ain't worried about your age. It's bigger than that. God is a generational God. We think too small, and we get disappointed when we think too small. God, I ain't going this. God says, I got you. Just lean with it when I come. Just lean with it when you feel it. And as long as you lean with it, everything's going to be all right. Because what God is doing in you, it's bigger than you. Remember, you can't forget the scripture we said earlier. When the Bible says that what he's doing, God is working his desire and his will in you. So you're trying to put God's will on your time. He's a generational God. He's using your life so your name will echo throughout generations. If your name does not echo, something's wrong. Once you leave this earth, if there's no more echo, you did not fulfill your purpose. That's a tough word. Because when you leave, you should still be living on this earth. You'll get it on the drive home. People should still be living in you, living in your vision, living in your dream. Your family should still be there feeling you while you're in heaven shouting.